is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, as we continue the Feast of Fatalities, this particular dish was prepared for us by the HMT Master Chef Neo the Outflanker. Now, this article was published on the 22nd of June. Man slits wife's throat, played her favorite song while watching her die. A man in Florida has been arrested for murder after cutting his wife's throat and playing music as he held her hand while she died. This guy had serious style. Seriously. Playing her favorite tune, holding her hand while telling her, go into the light. Better yet, let the abyss consume you. You fought long enough. Now, just let it happen. On Tuesday, officers from the Altamonte Springs Police Department responded to an apartment after receiving a call informing them that Ji Chen Yang had just murdered his wife, according to local station WKMG. The caller also told officers that Yang was attempting to clean up the scene of the crime. Once on the scene, officers found Yang's wife, Nu Kyun Pham, in a bathtub with her throat cut. The officers also found cleaning products, including disinfectant and rubber gloves, WKMG reported. Yang reportedly admitted to police that he did quote-unquote unspeakable things to his wife, including slashing her throat and putting her in the tub after she attempted to crawl away after the attack. When pressed as to why he didn't stop before he killed his wife, Yang mentioned to the police that quote-unquote that was not how he was raised, and that when he begins something, he must quote-unquote go all the way every time. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Yang also told police that he held his wife's hand and put on her favorite type of music as she died, the outlet stated. The man who alerted the police about the deadly incident was Yang's employer. In his interview with officers, he said he originally called Yang after he did not show up for work, according to WKMG. Yang's employer went on to tell police that he was supposedly upset about his wife burning his passport. A possible part of the motive, of the why he went into this murderous rage. Following a scolding from his employer about his lack of responsibility, Yang told his employer about murdering his wife and committing other quote-unquote unspeakable acts, the station reported. In addition to murder, Yang has been charged with tampering with evidence. Once again, here we go. The question should have been asked, why did his wife allegedly burn his passport? Why would she do something like that? See, once again, in every HMT scenario, the lamestream media makes the man out to be just some crazed, abusive asshole instead of actually doing legit police work and saying, let's dig deeper. But once again, we as men are nothing more than second-class citizens. It does not matter what ethnicity you fall into. In this country, doesn't matter. But, I will definitely say this, gentlemen, more and more men across the board are going to start taking matters into their own hands, since we as men do not have the proper outlets to actually go to when things are happening in our homes, when men are being abused in their homes. We don't have anywhere to go. But I'm not going to go too far in the weeds with this. However, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the home, got to go to 10. Method of execution, the hot butter knife of doom. So you know I'm going with a 10 on that one. Psychological impact. I'm going to give this one a 5. And for the brutality factor, come on now, a slit to the throat, and apparently she took a while to bleed out. So I got to go with a 10 on this one. So Mr. Yang, a.k.a. Mr. Hidden Sword, gets a score of 35. Let me reiterate. We as men do not have the proper places to go when things are happening behind closed doors in our own homes. When we are being abused, do we have any outlets? No. Hell, if anything, that therapist, what she did was she exposed just how hostile the mental health field really is towards men. Even though she was directing it towards Black men, but men as a whole, the entire mental health industry is hostile towards us. No matter what we say we're going through, there's always, oh, you know what? We're going to find a way to make it your fault that you're suffering. Yeah, no. However, as I previously stated, more men are going to take matters into their own hands. Since we don't have the proper channels to actually get the anger out, the rage, hey, some men are going to do what they do. Ladies, you need to understand this, and you need to understand this extremely crystal clearly. The power will eventually go out. Feminism and all of the attitudes that you've adopted that come with feminism will go out right along with it. Why? Because, as I always state with this series, not every man is going to follow the broken social contract, which means he's supposed to just stand down and let you do what you want to do to him and suffer in silence. Oh, no. Those days are done, ladies. More and more men are going back to our brutal, savage nature. And guess what? When that happens, there will be no negotiation. He'll go into the cage. You're going into the ground. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.